Good morning and welcome to the show. Nice to be back with you Saturday morning as we talk real estate. Well, one of the things that we've noticed in recent months since the Royal Commission into banking is just how tight lending has become. It's certainly become a lot more difficult to borrow money for all sorts of purposes, but particularly for housing. So what sort of an impact has that had on the housing market? Joining me to talk about this, Vaughan Keenan. Vaughan, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Vaughan, what impact has this had on the Brisbane property market? Have you noticed anything?
The thing we've noticed predominantly in the market is obviously prices have held steady, but time on market has increased because for people to get approvals across the line, traditionally it was normally 7 to 14 days we would see, where after the Royal Commission, because they're now asking the banks for so much more information, that the actual time for approval is sort of growing out to sort of 21 and 30 days in some instances because the banks come back and ask people for more information on their general spending, which was never asked before. So people aren't prepared with that information, or they don't necessarily have that information on hand, where they're getting used to it, and we're starting to see that it's getting a little bit easier because it's becoming now the norm of what people have to do.
Yeah, and of course you can't fake it until you make it either, because the banks now have access to, and we've heard some horror stories about credit cards and, you know, getting Uber Eats and so on. I mean, they can really track your expenditure, can't they?
Oh, they can, and I've had instances with some clients that told me that the banks told me they were a bad risk, the client, because they used a lot of Uber Eats, which classified them as a lazy client, basically, that wasn't a client that was, you know, looking to save money by cooking their own meals, which I think is incredibly unfair on people these days. If you're a single person, sometimes an Uber Eats or takeaway food can be good quality food, but it's actually a cheaper option for you sometimes too. So their criterias have changed dramatically. So people have got to prepare themselves when they're going for loans now to have all the correct documentation to get across the line. Otherwise, they'll get bogged down in weeks upon weeks to get approvals along the line, which also means they can sometimes miss out on the property they want to buy.
Yeah, we're in the process of doing a bit of financing now about a property purchase. And I've got to say that the brokerage industry, which we thought would be hit pretty hard from this Royal Commission, they're very, very good at being able to assess you before you actually make an application, because you make an application, if it's then refused, it's going to go against you because they're all linked, aren't they? Yeah.
Oh, they are definitely. The brokers certainly can prepare you for what you need.
Yeah.
And also, too, if you've got a good bank manager, I had actually a business lunch the other day and met someone from Bendigo Bank that was so proactive in making sure people knew what they need to have before they put their application forward. So I think two people they should speak to is obviously a broker or a very good bank manager that's proactive, and also to their accountant to help prepare their documents, which makes it easier so that they're ready for when they go out to purchase. But as far as the market itself, it hasn't really changed the market. It's just spent days on market is slightly longer, or when you're under contract, it might take a bit longer before you've got an unconditional sale.
Yeah, so days on market is really the period of time from from listing to selling. So I guess a lot of purchasers now are looking at going under contract subject to finance. That's the period that's being extended. Is that right?
Yes, that's it. Because we look at days on market until a contract is unconditional. Property's still basically on the market at that point in time. And what's happening too, if vendors haven't been given the correct information, you've got to prepare them that sometimes an extension is going to happen. So if someone put down for 14 days finance, it's more than likely they're going to ask for an extension on that finance clause by another 7 or another 14 days to get it across the line. It doesn't mean you purchase is shaky, it just means the banks are wanting more information.
Yes, and most agents will keep you in touch with that too, because in Queensland, time is of the essence, which means that if you put a date on a contract for when finance has to be met, it's up to the purchaser to either go for an extension or at least advise on that date that they need an extension.
Yes, otherwise it automatically, in most instances, goes unconditional if you do not reply. So you've got to be very careful of that there. But it's certainly made a little bit more different, which also means the auction process doesn't work as effectively now in the marketplace, particularly because people have to be very organised. If they see a property, 2 weeks into a marketing campaign for an auction, they're probably not going to be ready to bid unconditionally on the day. So we're sort of seeing that slowing in the auction sector, or less auctions being done, because the market's just changed slightly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about auctions, because that is a complication. When you bid at an auction, you're meant to be bidding under auction conditions, which are cash, no conditions, in other words, no building and pest inspection, and also settlement in 30 days, unless it's negotiated in a different sense prior to the auction.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot more expressions of interest now with a closing date on it. So offering then the purchasers, they can put their offers forward with some conditions. So it might be finance, it might be pest and building, but they get to put that forward. They're not ruled out if they're not an unconditional buyer.
Yeah, it makes me wonder whether tenders are likely to come more in vogue with residential property. I mean, we see tenders in commercial property for that reason, because you can actually place conditions on it. Do you think that's a likelihood, Vaughan?
Yeah, I think residentially what we're calling them now is an expression of interest with a closing date rather than a tender, because I think residentially the word tender is a little bit harsh because it has been used commercially, where obviously a residential purchase is more an emotional purchase. So that's where the expression of interest is a little bit more palatable, so to speak, if that makes sense.
So from the expression of interest, would you then go to a contract? Is that like,
yes,
an expression of interest is saying, well, here's my offer to you, which is, I guess, the same as a tender, but it's just a softer approach, as you say.
Yes, exactly. So then the buyer can come forward, or the number of buyers can come forward with their intention to offer, with all their what they need on the contract. If they are the successful purchaser, then we go straight to contract and the deal's then closed. And accepting of whatever the conditions are between the vendor and the purchaser just gives a little bit more flexibility to the sale.
I've been talking to Vaughan Keenan from Grace and Keenan, and what the banks are up to with their financing. And if you need some expert help, he is the man to talk to at Grace and Keenan, 315-46333. Vaughan, thank you very much for your time.
That's great. Have a great Easter.